The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, you guys know the phrase, happy wife means happy life, right? I know. It's so true. I gotta tell you. You look, women, we bring this on ourselves, okay? We can't say that's sexist. We bring it on ourselves. Come on, ladies, and you know it, okay? When I'm in a bad mood, I make sure I bring my husband down with me. I just do. Why should I let him be all happy and in a good mood when I'm mad about something? And I could, if I really think long and hard enough, make what I'm mad about his fault anyway. So why should he be happy? So happy life means happy wife, or happy wife means happy life. I kind of agree with that. And I don't think any woman should be insulted. Honestly, you know, a lot of us ladies, I really got to talk to the ladies here, and I understand that a lot of women, you know, want to strip me of my PMS privileges, you know, for saying things like this, but, you know, come on, we need to call it like we see it, okay? You know, we want men to open the door for us, we want men to pull out the chair, we want, okay, well, do we reciprocate, do we open doors for men? I do. And men are like, no, it's okay, ma'am, I got to thank you for, you know, offering. And sometimes men will walk through like, thank you, it's about time. You know, a woman knows how men like things. I'm like, I'll open the door for you. A lot of times I'll put the seat up, you know, for the guys in the house. Right? You know, my roommates used to be guys, so I would pee and then I'd put the seat back up. But you know, usually a lot of us women, we don't do that. We're like, you know, leave the seat down, open the door for me, pull out the chair. Yet, we don't reciprocate, okay? Yet we want equal in everything else. Okay, come on, ladies. If we want equal pay, if we want equal chance in careers, then, you know, you need to reciprocate by holding the door. You need to reciprocate. I mean, come on, let's make it equal. Okay? And same thing with this happy wife equals happy life thing. Okay? You know, it just can't be always his fault. We need to, you know, we need to, and look, I, you know, yeah, I'm calling you on it because I do the same thing. I'm just as guilty. Anyway, this medical story is interesting. They say happy marriage may prompt men to get a colonoscopy. The happier your husband, the more inclined he is to get a colonoscopy. Now stop the giggles, guys. Researchers looked at more than 800 male-female couples across the United States between 55 and 90 years of age. They found that married men were nearly 20% more likely to have had a colonoscopy in the past 5 years than men who were single. The rate was nearly 30% higher among men in happy marriages and over 40% higher if their wives had high levels of education. But women who were married, whether they were happily married or not, no more likely to get colonoscopies than single women. And the husband's educational level made no difference, according to the University of Chicago researchers. So this only seemed to matter with the male part of the relationship. They say women are thought to be in control. Oh, women are thought, yeah, that too. Women are thought to control the health capital of most households. They act as health gatekeepers, overseeing their husband's health choices and directing decisions at the margins. Her decisions influence both partners, according to study director Dr. William Dale, chief of geriatrics and palliative medicine. Women appear to get fewer direct health benefits from marriage. So what they're basically saying is, ladies, if we're married, it really doesn't benefit us that much from a health standpoint. But for men, it saves their lives. I remember years ago we were talking about, I think it was back in 2009, when a study came out saying married men live longer than unmarried men. And it makes sense, Because you have somebody who loves you. You have somebody who is on, or in theory, right? Okay. You have somebody who is on top of you. I mean, just making sure that you do everything you're supposed to. Now, one of my single men made a comment that whenever he dates, he gets comfortable in a relationship, that's when he starts to gain weight. That's when he starts to, get comfortable. He doesn't have to try. But when he's back on the market and when he's single, that's when he starts to exercise and get into shape. So that's another thing, too. You know, a lot of us, when we get married, we kind of let ourselves go. We don't mean to. It's just we don't have to be as diligent about going to the gym. You know, he's already hooked. So colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States. Nearly 40% of Americans who meet screening guidelines do not get tested. The CDC recommends that people get screened once every 10 years, beginning at age 50. I recommend, guys, if you have any blood in the stool, if you have any abdominal issues, guys and gals, any changes with your bowels, appetite changes, weight loss, a lot of gas, bloating, even weight gain. And I talked about blood in the stool, changes in stool appearance. You know, sometimes they could look real pencil thin. Well, that could mean you have hemorrhoids or that could mean you have a mass. So pencil thin is usually hemorrhoids, but how do we know the reason? What's the reason for you getting the hemorrhoids? Maybe the reason why you have hemorrhoids is because you have a mass. So anytime your stool shows a change, we recommend you see the gastroenterologist, and he may turn around and recommend that you get a colonoscopy. And then start at age 50. A lot of doctors in my neck of the woods, they'll check you every 5 years. If it's in the family, they'll check you every 2 years. But the recommendation is really every 10 years. And then if there's a family history, we used to tell you, pick 20 years prior to when that family member got cancer. So my grandfather died in his early 60s of colon cancer. So back then they said, okay, so 20 years before his age, get screened. The problem is my guess is he got his cancer in his 50s. Because by the time he died in his 60s, it was all over. So then now we're looking at in your 30s to get screened. So usually what I tell you to do is if you can't figure it out, make an appointment with a gastroenterologist, talk about who had cancer, what stage it was when they were found, and what do they think. And I wouldn't be surprised if they'll check you in your 30s, which is a good thing to do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right. Jennifer writes, "Hi there, doctor. Can you tell me about PCOS and metformin? How does this medication help with PCOS and weight loss? Thanks for always answering my question." Hey, Jennifer. By the way, if you ever want to call, I'd definitely love to talk to you at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's always more fun when I get to talk to you, so I get to answer questions. You know, PCOS, this is it's polycystic ovarian syndrome. And this is a condition that many women have, and it's when kind of your hormones are a little out of balance. And when your hormones are out of balance, you have trouble getting pregnant. And polycystic ovarian syndrome can eventually cause you to have multiple cysts on your ovary. And we find women with PCOS many times at risk of diabetes and heart disease. Hence, metformin, a diabetes medication, comes into play. So, first, these cysts with polycystic ovarian syndrome are not dangerous. They're cysts. that happen. And many times the cysts get big where you do actually have to surgically remove them. But many times they are harmless and they don't do much. So your androgens, okay, your male sex hormones, the androgens, start to be made more than a non-PCOS woman would. So a woman with PCOS may seem to have more masculinizing effects, like maybe more acne, more facial or body hair, though the extra androgens could unfortunately stop you from having regular periods. When this also happens, you may have a problem with your insulin. So you end up having something called insulin resistance. And insulin resistance could lead to diabetes. You have insulin, and insulin is made from the pancreas, and its job is to get sugar that you eat that's floating around your blood system into the cells of the body to feed the cells. When you have insulin resistance, the sugar doesn't get to go into the cells, and then it starts to mess around with the body and cause blindness, neuropathy, etc. So signs of PCOS could be you start to have signs of diabetes, of course, acne. You could, very interesting though, you have weight gain. You know, a lot of people turning diabetic will lose weight, but because of the higher androgens, the higher, sex hormones, which are forms of steroids, you actually gain weight. And then unfortunately, many people with PCOS, they get depressed. And either from the acne and from the weight gaining and from the periods being off or just in general, it just, you know, innately it causes depression. And then, unfortunately, you have fertility problems. You have difficulty getting pregnant. So the doctor will usually do an ultrasound, take a look to see if you have cysts. They'll get you on a good exercise program. They'll get you on a good diet, et cetera. And we found that if you lose weight, that helps. Many times what we'll do is we'll also put you on birth control pills so you don't ovulate as much and then you have some regularity to your period. A lot of women will not lose weight until their periods are regular. So we have to get you on a regular cycle and then you could start losing weight. All right? And then we have metformin. And metformin, very, very interesting. You know, a lot of people will be treated right away with metformin. And metformin, what it does is it helps sensitize the insulin. Okay, insulin starts to become less sensitized and more resistant with polycystic ovarian syndrome. Metformin does the opposite. It kind of helps the insulin do what it needs to do. So a lot of women on metformin, they'll end up actually losing weight. They don't have much of an appetite on metformin, so a lot of women seem to like that. And they notice that their insulin seems to work better. And, there's been some studies that when women are put on metformin, many times their cycles start to become regular and their ovulation returns. So, but then you have some studies out there that have said, nah, we really don't see much of a benefit from taking metformin. Only give it to somebody who looks like they're turning diabetic and have insulin resistance. There have been women with PCOS that are more likely to experience miscarriage. According to AboutHealth.com, they say that sometimes metformin in early pregnancy could help prevent miscarriage. Now, what's very interesting is we don't really use metformin in pregnancy. If you, let's say, have full-blown diabetes or you're a diabetic, we give you insulin. We don't give you metformin because its safety in pregnancy is not known. Yet they've been studying giving you metformin so you don't miscarry the baby. That's very, very interesting. Then a lot of times we'll put you on metformin for weight loss. So, Jennifer, I'm glad you asked these questions. So, basically, the metformin helps with the insulin sensitivity. It may help regulate the cycles, and it may help with weight loss. All right? Great question. Keep them coming, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Go to our website at drdahlia.com. All right. There's a 4-year-old who was credited with saving mom's life by unlocking her phone and calling for help. What a good boy. This is a good boy. All right. Dr. Jeremy Vaughn was at his office when he received a frightening call from his 4-year-old son. Daddy, you need to come home. Mommy can't wake up. Vaughn dropped everything and rushed home to his wife, Misty, where he found her unresponsive and he called 911. So Daddy, luckily, was a doctor. But, wow, I'm surprised she still survived with all that time until 911 was called. Camden likes to play games on his parents' phones. So luckily, his mom, Misty, lets Camden know her passcode. So he had her passcode memorized. So he was able to unlock it when he found her passed out. He then found his daddy's number. He went to the favorites tab. The kid's only 4 years old. I have pictures of the people we call most frequently. So he hit the picture of daddy. Now Misty has two kids. She has little memory of the incident. I guess her temperature was 105.5 degrees. They think she had a seizure. All right, so something happened with maybe a febrile seizure, I don't know. And so doctors have been unable to pinpoint why this happened to her. She had not been feeling well the days leading up to the incident, and she's never had a seizure before. She's an active mom. She runs a farm. She works part-time. She takes care of her baby boys. Well, she's back home, and this little boy, he definitely gets kisses. What a good boy. She goes, my boys are my world, and my gratitude is overwhelming. I just keep staring at them, amazed at how different things could have really been for me. It's reminded me to enjoy the day-to-day tasks of motherhood again and not get bogged down with all the details in my life that, in the end, don't really matter anyway. Good advice for all of us, by the way. I mean, how many of us are so overwhelmed with, you know, just in general, and we make it such a big deal in our lives, and it doesn't have to be. But listen, these kids need to know how to unlock their phones. My kids, one of my kids knows. The other one, no. Now, I think there is an emergency button on there. But, guys, remember I told you, you need to do drills with your kids. Your kids need to do drills. There should be a fire drill. There should be a bad guy drill or bad girl drill. Somebody breaks into the house. Where is your safe zone? Grab the phone. Go into the safe zone. Or find a way out. If you could get out, get out. If you can't get out, know where to hide. If there's a fire, know what to do. And if mom or dad passed out or gets sick, knows what to do. And another thing we've got to start teaching our kids is if grandma or grandpa passes out at the wheel. Grandma and grandpa having an event at the wheel as they're driving is not an uncommon thing. And that is very, very frightening as we're finding younger and younger kids needing to take over the wheel. And I really urge, if it's the Department of Transportation, to try and investigate when accidents happen, if these were medical incidents versus falling asleep at the wheel. Every time I heard somebody fell asleep at the wheel, I think drugs or medical condition. Okay? Now, mind you, I work 36-hour shifts. So, I mean, we would fall asleep when we were at the intersection. So we would sit there, and while we were waiting, your eyes get heavy and you start falling asleep. But none of us fell asleep while driving. None of the students in my class got into accidents while driving. We got caught falling asleep at the intersection. But we didn't get caught, you know, sleeping while we were driving. Hopefully there's enough tasks in play where you get home. And don't worry, guys. They've gotten rid of the whole 36-hour shift protocol with students now and residents. So when I hear that somebody actually just fell asleep at the wheel while they were driving, to me, I think that's very rare. And so my guess is somebody had a stroke, somebody had a seizure, somebody had a heart attack, or maybe it was drugs, you know, that put them to sleep. One of my patients, I had written for her an anti-inflammatory and Ambien. And the pharmacy put the Ambien in the anti-inflammatory labeled bottle and the anti-inflammatory in the Ambien labeled bottle. So the patient was driving home, and she popped two of the anti-inflammatories, even though the pills look really different. She said she fell asleep right as she was pulling into her garage. So that could be another problem. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Here. Hello? Testing! Testing. Can you hear? I can hear you. I can't hear music. All day. Okay, good. So I was rocking out to the music. See, that's what I need to get myself started. All right, guys. Sorry. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, an Australian man unfortunately dies days after traveling to Malaysia to get cheaper plastic surgery. Now, the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons is warning residents there about traveling overseas for cheaper surgical options after one man died just days after undergoing multiple procedures. Lee April, who spent thousands of dollars on back-to-back procedures, unfortunately experienced chest pain, leg swelling, and open wounds upon returning home. Sounds like he got a blood clot. Sounds like he possibly got wound infection, possibly a pulmonary embolus. When he came home, there were gaping holes. There were stitching everywhere, according to his mother. Now, Mr. April was 31 years old. He attempted to undergo a tummy tuck, liposuction, upper eye lift, a chin tuck, lip filler, thigh lift, and chest sculpting in Malaysia in 2014. Through Gorgeous Gateways, a New Zealand-based medical travel agency. The procedures were performed at Beverly Wilshire Medical Center in Kuala Lumpur. While he had complained of complications before leaving Malaysia, he was allowed to fly home. Mr. April's mother called for an ambulance when he complained of chest pain, but he was pronounced dead an hour later. He did die of pulmonary thromboembolism, there we are, associated with deep vein thrombosis. The air travel had unfortunately increased his risk. And according to Hugh Bartholomew's, president of the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons, he says, is anything worth risking your life for? I'd say no. And he says, alas, Australians, and we get it on our side where we're lured to South America and even Mexico for procedures. He says, Australians are lured by the idea of a cheap deal, and they need to weigh the risk of recovering away from home in a foreign country. And to also consider the tax strain they put on others after returning home with complications. Often these people can't afford to have treatment in the private system after paying for previous surgery, so then they go, they are seen in the public system as an as-needed basis. So apparently, wow. All right. You know, when you hear something like this, this just breaks my heart. Where you have somebody who wanted to better themselves from a physical standpoint. And, of course, it's cheaper to get everything done all at once. And, unfortunately, ends up dying. I had cases, personally, that would come to me going, you need to take out my stitches. Now, I love anything surgical. I love taking out stitches, etc. So I'll see people there in the hospital, in the ER. Well, in the olden days, you used to, if you had stitches done in the ER, you would get the stitches out for free. You would come back to the ER and get the stitches out for free. Later, what ended up happening is when insurance stopped paying for follow-up, what ended up happening was many of the emergency rooms are like, look, just follow up with your regular doctor. I mean, they could only do so much for free anyway. So what ended up happening was they were like, look, you know, just go to your regular doctor. And believe it or not, insurance would actually pay. So doctors had no problem, you know, removing stitches and doing the follow-up because if you do your, by the way, if you do your own surgery, most insurances will not pay for the follow-up of that. It's something that's really ridiculous. So what ends up happening is you end up going to the doctor, and you get, let's say, a biopsy done, or you have, let's say, a procedure. And then the insurance pays you, let's say they pay the doctor $40 to $60 for doing that biopsy. Then the next visit to get the stitches out and the results doesn't get covered. And, as a doctor, I don't care. You know, I made $40 to $60 bucks, which, by the way, is a lot less money than you make for an office visit. You know, when you do an office visit on a patient, sometimes you make very similar money, and then they don't cheat you, the insurance company, for the follow-up visit. So what ends up happening is patients get seen, and they come back that second time for free, and then all of a sudden they're like, you know what, I want some reassurance. I want you to take a look at this again. And then they can't get in with the doctor. And the doctor's like, well, you know, what are we looking at here? I think there's something wrong with it. No, I think it's fine. Go see the specialist. Like, I don't want to see the specialist. That's a waste of money. Can't you take a look at it? And the doctors don't want to tell him, well, no, because I'm not going to get paid. And it's just an all-around cluster. It really is the way things are done. I really kind of feel bad for you patients, and I feel bad for the doctors. The whole system is really, really stupid. So anyway, so I would have patients that were overseas and they'd come in, to get their stitches taken out, and I would take a look at the work, and some of the countries, like some of my patients that went down to Brazil, some of the doctors there, wow, what a phenomenal job. But I had others where it was a complete cluster. The skin had overgrown the stitches. It was bloody. It was infected. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, I don't know what to do here. I need to get you in with a plastic surgeon. And then the patient would say, no, I can't afford to go to an American plastic surgeon. Why do you think I went to the, to Mexico in the first place? And I'm like, well, look, I mean, I want you to save money. I mean, I'm all for you saving money, but there's only so much I can do. Okay, you know, you just had all this work done on your face or on your body, and I don't want you to scar because I have to sit here and now dig out a bunch of stitches that were pretty crappily placed. And unfortunately, I've seen patients undergo more and more medical bills than they needed to if they just would have gone to an American doctor. And I'm not saying only American doctors do these things right, but this is something you really need to think about. Okay, I mean, you need to be very, very prepared that if you go overseas to get something done, you know, what is your plan when you come back? You know, years ago, a lot of patients were going for a gastric bypass to Mexico. You could get gastric bypass for a third the cost in Mexico than you could here in America. So what ended up happening was patients would go down there. I've heard some of them die. I've heard some of them have huge complications. And you're just going, oh, man, no, no, no. And unfortunately, there, you know, as a doctor, you see this. And you know, you don't want to, you know, criticize any country. But I can't tell you that you're going to be fine. I can't tell you that the surgery you're going to have is going to leave you without complications, and you need to think about that. So finally, I had a patient who wanted to do the exact same thing, and I go, look, what is your backup plan? Okay, if you cannot, okay, manage your wounds on your own, that's another thing that happens. They send you back to the States and tell your doctor to take care of you. Well, I don't know how to manage a gastric bypass patient. I've been doing outpatient medicine the whole time. So, they don't care. And they just say, go. You have to go see your doctor. And so, unfortunately, I then have to turn around and send it to a bariatric surgeon, and they get mad because now they're more expensive. So please be careful, guys. Always have a backup plan. Sometimes travelers, there's some medical travel insurance, but I don't know if that's good enough when we're talking about dealing with, cosmetic surgery that you're doing. Speaking of foreign countries, France is going to ban some glyphosate. They call it glyphosate weed killers due to health concerns. The ANSES agency sent a letter this week being reported by Fox News to manufacturers informing them that it intends to withdraw the authorization for some products. This glyphosate and tallowamine unfortunately has some pretty scary risks, and they say it's possibly carcinogenic. So I don't know if any of you guys have weed killers or if this is an American weed killers, but the fact that it made American news means I would take a look and see if you have glyphosate and tallowamine. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. You know, some of you have asked the difference between the new docs and the young the older docs. You know, older docs do things differently than younger docs. Some of you guys like the older docs. Some of you like the younger docs, you know? Some of us younger docs, well, now I'm in the middle, okay? I used to be a young doc. I was very spry. I was very spunky. I was very energetic. I was up on the latest and the greatest. And I was like, okay, we're going to order this test. Ooh, they got, like, MRIs, and they got CT angiography, and we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and we're going to try to get you for hyperbaric oxygen and la, 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 la. Then some of you, like, kind of the older docs, that are like, you know what? You know what? Just you throw some molasses on it, and it'll work. Right? Didn't we talk about yesterday beer and dandruff? I'm going to try that. I'm going to see if any of my kids have dandruff, and I'm going to pour beer on their head, and I'm going to see if it works. So now I'm already middle-aged, so I'm now becoming, you know, after having practiced for about 16 years, I'm now in the middle. of being an old doc and a young doc. Okay? Because most doctors practice for about 30, 40 years. So I'm at about the 16-year mark, so I'm kind of in the middle. And so for me, I'm starting to get set in my ways. And the way I was trained is the way I'm going to do things, because it hasn't hurt a patient yet. I haven't lost a patient that way. And don't try to challenge me on it. Okay? And none of this new Obamacare way of practicing medicine, I won't have it. Well, this is an interesting study. They have older doctors may do more prostate cancer tests on old men, despite the U.S. guidelines recommending that we don't screen, quote-unquote, old men. In 2008, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, the USPSTF, a government-backed panel of independent physicians, recommended against routine prostate cancer tests for men at least 75 years old or with limited life expectancy. They cited concerns that if you do widespread screening, a lot of times you caught tumors that really weren't going to kill them until they were 140, and that they didn't really need treatment that would lead to unnecessary procedures. In 2011, the year the task force expanded its recommendation against routine screening for all men, doctors in the Veterans Affairs healthcare system were already testing fewer elderly men than they did pre-2008, but some types of doctors cut back more than others as the guidelines shifted. So, according to the study, among the men with limited life expectancy still being tested in 2011, urologists screened 82% of them, and doctors who were themselves over age 55 evaluated 41% of them. Geriatricians tested 22% of the men. So the training that each provider has will influence whether they're going to do the PSA screening or not, or listen to the guidelines, and also their age. Now, geriatricians are providers that usually treat patients over 65. And the testing we're talking about is the PSA, the prostate-specific antigen. It can pick up early signs of cancer, but it cannot really distinguish if it's a fast-growing malignancy or if it's a prostatitis, an inflammation of the prostate. So researchers looked at data on more than 826,000 veterans aged 65 years or older who had lab tests at the VA in 2011. This group included almost 204,000 men with limited life expectancy, meaning they had medical issues that made them more likely to die within the next decade. 56% of them still got their PSA tests, including 39% of men with a limited life expectancy. And then they talked about how female physicians did fewer tests than the older male doctors. Yeah, I mean, one thing I'm getting out of this is, you know, the more you could relate, the more you're going to do for the patient. So an older male doctor, he's thinking about his prostate. So he's going to probably think about his patient's prostate. Don't you guys like that? That your doctor is thinking about your prostate? I think it's cool. And honestly, you doctors out there that have stuck with medicine with all the changes, and you guys are 40-year veterans of medicine, and you have saved your patients, and you have done good all these years, as far as I'm concerned, I bow to your expertise, and you do whatever the heck you think is right for that patient. Because I got to tell you, a lot of us doctors have major distrust of these guidelines coming out, which is another example that you see with this, okay? I mean, you know, a lot of you guys are like, okay, well, you know, who cares if older doctors do prostate tests? Why is this important? Well, the reason why it's important is it's a sign of us doctors not giving in to the government, okay? And many of us doctors are getting pushed out. I was. I mean, look, I had to close my practice a couple weeks ago. I couldn't do it anymore, okay? Obamacare, I mean, nobody pushed me out personally, but there was no way for me to do this in the new Obamacare system. It was designed so craftily. I know it looked like it was done so half-assed, but they probably knew, look, the doctors didn't like it. If it wouldn't work for the doctors, who cares? Let them go. We'll hire mid-levels, and then we'll run the country's medicine that way. And that's exactly what's happening. So doctors like me were like, look, I mean, I've already taken mortgage out on the house to keep my practice open. I can't do it. We're done. And it's a shame. And one of my patients wrote me, she says, all of her doctors have quit. I mean, this is a true problem. Doctors leaving. It is such a, I mean, wow. And so, and it's very frustrating. I mean, you know, very, very frustrating for patients, very frustrating for doctors. So now you have a task force that goes, you know what, don't even screen for the prostate exam. So a lot of us doctors are like, okay, we won't run the test. But where is the protection from the lawsuit if we miss a prostate cancer? All right? And what is your background and what is your qualifications to tell us who know these patients what to do and what not to do? You're telling us not to screen. All right? I need a little bit more proof than that. Well, these are guidelines because we're looking at the risks and the benefits and the money spent. We doctors don't give a damn about that. What we doctors care about is our personal patients. If I want Uncle Bob, okay, even though he's not my uncle, but he asks you to call him Uncle Bob when he comes in, and he wants his prostate, you know, PSA tested, I'm going to do it. That's what he wants. He knows. He knows more about his body than I do. The guy's 75 years old. Now, it's my job to educate him, going, well, look, you know, if it is positive, you know, are you really going to want to go through the surgery? You know, what if the cancer takes 30, 40 years to grow? You know, it's my job to educate him. But it's not my job to say, you know what, the government says don't do it, so we're not doing it. Hell to the no. So, it's interesting. You know, so I you know, and I'm not saying if you find an older doctor, you're going to get better medicine because they're not going to give in to the government guidelines, but I would like them to study that. I'd like to see the pre-Obamacare doctors and the post-Obamacare doctors, and I'd like to see the difference. I really would. I'd like to see how, like for example, cervical cancer screening. We're now telling ladies you don't even need a pap smear until you're 21. Yet these 15-year-old girls are having sex. Who's bringing them into the doctor? Who's talking to them? Who's evaluating them for STDs? Who's evaluating them for abuse? So me, I'm starting to fall under the older doctor category now, where I think a bunch of, you know, these new guidelines are a bunch of hogwash. And yes, it's nice to save the government money, but if you want to save the government money, why don't you do away with the IRS and give back pap smears and PSA tests? That's what I would do if I were you guys. Why should saving the government money be on your backs? Shouldn't it be on, you know, what? Why are we spending so much in the government? Why? FDA. Oh, we need more money. This Listeria outbreak wasn't our fault. We need more money, so we have more people in the FDA. How many more people do we need in the FDA? Please. You know, and look, I used to work for the EPA. When I was in college, I worked for the EPA, and I was very, very glad they gave me a job. All right? But, I mean, you know, you hire the people. They need to do what they need to do. And then, you know, find other ways to save money. Didn't Michelle Obama have some big, fancy, expensive dress? I, you know, go to TJ Maxx like the rest of us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is
is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.